this company, again, it's called Local Splash. Google won't ever call you directly. So it's always going to be one of their partners. So we're not the only Google Channel partner in the country. We're just the one who has this listing today. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. And I've got John here to apply the rate for me.
Thank you for holding. Is this Mark?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Mark. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. It's been a busy day. people don't usually ask me back, so I appreciate that. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
The call kind of came up abruptly. I'm not really ready to ask any questions. I haven't done any research on this yet, so I really don't know what I'm getting myself into with you guys just yet.
Got it. Okay. So just to kind of bring it back to the fundamentals, have you ever done a search on Google for like epoxy flooring or?
Yes, I have.
Okay. When you do that search on Google, there's a map that'll pop up, and then there's a list of three top recommended epoxy flooring companies for about a 40-mile radius around you. Have you seen that before?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That's where we're talking about listing La Rose.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So it's pretty much like the same thing as Angie's List, right?
No, that is a bad word.
Really?
Whatever affiliate is with those guys. No. We've actually been around a lot longer than them. We're a Google partner, so we're talking about putting you on Google directly. It's not like we're putting you on our site, right? What Angie's and HomeAdvisor would do is they'd put you on Angie's or HomeAdvisor, and then they'd put themselves on Google. And then they put themselves on Google because that's the number one search engine. That's what everybody uses, right? But when they get a lead, they'll take the information and they'll sell it to like four or five people that are on their site for a lead fee, right? With this, we're not doing that. We're listing your company independently. So you have your own Google business profile, right? Just like you have your own website and your website's attached to it.
Yes.
Right? So we're creating that and putting that on the first page so you're a top option, and then the customers can just call you directly from there without the lead fee, without the lead going to three or four other guys. It's just one flat monthly rate to keep you up there. You're not getting charged per lead or click or call. Does that make sense?
Okay. Gotcha. Understood. Yep.
Yeah. Big difference. Big difference.
Yes,
I'm sure you can see the value in being listed independently on the first page of Google as a top option rather than paying per lead through a third party that's reselling those leads to you.
Yep. Right. I mean, that's exactly what I got into. I'm paying Angie's List a monthly fee right now for the leads. So, yeah.
Yeah, Angie's, I mean, I'm not saying it's horrible. Some people
it has its benefits,
Yeah. Some people do well with it. Yeah. A lot of my customers that I've worked with in the past who have used that service, they'll tell me that they wish we would have called them sooner or that they wish they had known that they could do that. You know, Google Advertising has been around for a while, but the hardest part is not so much the cost of it. It's really the availability of the positions. Because if you don't have a spot available for epoxy flooring in your area, then we can't even have the conversation about putting you up there. The next best thing would be a lead generation like that, so that way you could still get a piece of the pie without having the placement.
Right.
Today you have the opportunity to get the placement. Right.
Gotcha.
everything we do is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. The pricing is always set at a flat rate. For you, you're still new, even though you passed the one-year marker, it's still considered a new business. So there's a new in business credit that would reduce the rate. We usually charge $5.99 monthly. With the rate reduction, you'd be looking at $2.99 monthly. And it's all, like I said, month to month. You don't have to make any kind of long-term commitment. We just go 30 days at a time with you.
Okay. And then, like, if let's say in the future, you know, it's if I ever wanted to cancel, like you said, there's no binded contract. It's just you're not being I won't be on the first page, but I'll still be on Google though, right?
Exactly. And that's a huge benefit to getting Google verified and working with a Google partner is once you're verified once, you don't have to get verified again unless you like move to another area. So you'll always be Google verified. We don't go back in there and like delete your profile or anything like that. We just stop doing the optimization. So obviously the amount of calls you're getting each month will drop significantly. And they won't really see you unless they type in your business name and look you up specifically, right? The optimization.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. Because that's, like, I got my, I was able to list up La Rosa Epoxy on Google.
Right.
But like you said, it's something that you got to personally, like, know the name to type it in to find it.
Right.
It's not, it, you know, it's not like it's not, right, like right.
Epoxy flooring, exactly.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's what most people
All right.
They don't know about you yet, but with this, a lot more people will get to know you, build up your reviews. They'll be seeing your business more frequently, so that becomes a regular name anytime they look up epoxy flooring in the area.
Great. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, you'll love it.
$299 a month?
Yeah, it's $299 a month, month to month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's
sorry, go ahead.
You did mention it was a flat rate. There's no other rate but that, right?
Right.
It's not like
right.
You're paying for a service fee. It's just that. I understand now. Okay. I'm with you.
We always send everything in writing, and then we also have a tracking system as well. It's an app that you could download, whether you have iPhone or Android. If you just go into your app store, type in Local Splash, our company name, you'll have your own UN and password, and you'll be able to keep track of every single lead, click, and call that we've generated for you.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then also
awesome.
As an added incentive, we'll enroll you in our directory submission programming. So that should make it so you don't need anything else from a marketing standpoint, because the directory submissions, it's going to be like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, the Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'll be on the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones. They typically pull from Google anyway. We just have to do the submission to make sure you're still showing up there as well. That'll be a part of the directory submission. And then we'll even create a Facebook business profile if you don't have one. And we could run some ads through that as well. That'll all be a part of the $299 pricing structure. So we'll have multiple ways of generating leads, but most of your calls are just going to come from that first page placement on Google. That's what everyone uses.
Yeah. All right, man. I like what I'm hearing.
You'll love it. If you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, then I have no doubt you'll love this. You've already been battle tested. Put it that way. You're bidding against other guys versus people calling you that have already seen your reviews and then recommended your business.
Not to sound like everyone else, but I wish you would have called me first.
We didn't know you existed, and we didn't actually have a spot available over the last 9 months, so I think this is only the second time it's been available since you've been in business.
Okay. How did you hear about me?
Google actually creates the qualified candidates list. So you've put yourself in position for this from the things that you've done online, whether it be creating your Google business profile or putting your name out there with Home Advisor by Angie's. They had to have been able to find offers in order to consider you for the placement and put you on the list. But ultimately, they make the list.
Okay.
And then when a spot opens up, we as the partner go down the list to fill the position.
Look at that. All right. Cool. All right, man. So, I like what I'm hearing, and let's do it. I'll pay for the service for now.
All right. Yeah. Well, before you break out a card or anything, I have to verify your Google business profile. It is verified, but I'm just trying to make sure there's no changes or anything or any updates that we'll have to make with Google when we submit the account. On the first page of Google, you could usually only use one phone number. Did you want to use the current line that we're on now?
Yes.
Okay, 347-697-0963.
Yes.
Okay. Did they already provide you with a tracking number?
No.
Okay. They're going to give you a tracking number when we do your client interview. I'll schedule that for tomorrow. The tracking number, they put that on there. It's a separate number, but it'll forward to your phone in real time, Mark. But what they want you to do is save that number in your phone as the business name or as like potential lead. So that way you can decipher what's coming from the online listings versus like a personal call that you might receive.
Okay. Okay.
So they'll give that to you during the interview tomorrow. What's your last name?
Gonzalez. It's actually, I got two last names. It's Mercado Gonzalez. It's M-E-R-C-A-D-O.
Okay. I know that.
And then Gonzalez is G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z.
Okay. And my wife's maiden name was like that. It was Salinas Rodriguez. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Is Mark short for Marcos?
No, it's no. Just Mark.
Oh, okay. Well, I was wrong there. M-A-R-K?
Yep, M-A-R-K.
Oh, man. Mark Mercado. Mark Mercado Gonzalez. Okay, M&M. And then what is your business email address? I have to send you a receipt and everything in writing. This will be classified under Google Advertising, so it is a business expense you will be able to write off. So we'll send you that receipt, and then we'll document everything that you get this discounted pricing structure indefinitely.
Okay, sounds good. The email is LRE.
Mm-hmm.
243-243-at-outlook.com.
Outlook.com. Okay. Right. Okay. And did you complete the verification as far as like your address?
Where?
So with Google, I don't see your business profile active, actually. So I guess that kind of answers that. What they'll usually do is they'll send you a PIN in the mail, and then there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that they'll get to verify your address there in Princeton. And then they also do a video verification if you didn't want to go the mail route, where they'll have you, like, take a video showing, like, pictures of a mailbox or, like, the work vehicle or work equipment. Basically, they just want to verify that you're a legitimate company and you do what you say you do. So it's usually a part of the process.
Okay.
But I actually didn't see a Google business profile showing up, so I know now that you didn't do that. What's the street address that we could send the Google verification letter to?
All right. So I can give you, because I don't have a permanent address for the business. I just have a virtual address for it.
Oh.
But if you want to send something to me directly, I can give you my personal address.
Okay, but I'll hide it online. I could do that, so that way you don't have to worry about it being seen by the general public.
Yeah, because I don't want the general public to know where I live at.
Yeah, it'll just be for verification purposes. It won't be displayed anywhere.
Okay, yeah, all right. So the address is 904.
Okay, 904.
Jack Rabbit Street. Jack Rabbit is one word.
Jack Rabbit Street. Okay, I found it here. 75407?
Yep, correct. Okay.
Good old Google Maps. And then I found your domain name, LREepoxy.com. Are you okay with me attaching your website to the Google business profile for the company?
Yes, please.
Okay. Go ahead and update. All right. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business displayed?
24/7.
24/7. Okay.
Yeah. This, I get a lot of customers that rather do their jobs during the overnight hours.
Gotcha. 24/7. And also it looks good for calls because, you know, I mean, you don't want to put closed at 4 and then somebody needs to talk to somebody about a potential project when they got off of work and they just don't call you because it looks like you're closed, you know. So 24/7 is
right. Yeah.
You know, just because they call you at that moment doesn't mean you got to go out right away. You could always schedule them for the next day or something.
Okay, exactly. Yep.
Seven. Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Submit. Okay. So I have your Google Business profile created. We're going to want to interview you, Mark. Are you bilingual?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's going to work to your advantage. The client interview process, it's usually about a 30 to 40 minute call. The agenda for the call is to go over like which services or keyword phrases that you want to be found for on the first page of Google. They also want to go over the area that you target, okay? With these two methods, we're able to make sure that we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go, or have people calling you about things that you just flat out don't do, right? So, what do you think would be the best time to do the client interview?
Okay, and this is going to be tomorrow?
Yes, I could check if we have slots available today, if you're not busy at the moment.
I mean, I can wait till tomorrow as well.
Okay. Yeah. Either or. I think we do still have some slots for today. Oh no, we don't. Okay. So tomorrow I could do any time between 9:30 and 5:30.
Okay. What time is it right now? It's 4:00 time.
Oh, you cut out really bad there. What was that?
It's 4:00. So anywhere from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. is cool.
Okay. So I have 4:00. You think that'll work for you?
That's perfect.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and schedule you for tomorrow at 4. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment via your Outlook email, LRE243 at Outlook. And then we're also going to text you. It's an automated text message reminder that'll come through at 3. So it'll be 1 hour prior to the appointment.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
And it's really easy. Like, you don't got to do anything fancy. It's really just questions about your business. They're not going to ask you anything you wouldn't know already off the top of your head.
All right. All right.
All right.
Sounds good. I don't need to suit and tie then.
Yeah, you don't even got to worry about the video. You know, we're not going to catch you in your pajamas, right? It's just a phone call.
No doubt.
All right. I'm going to send you two key things here. So the first one's going to be my direct contact information. My number is the same as our customer service line, but you have to hit extension 544. If you press 1, we have 24/7 customer service available to you as well. The second one is going to be an email address. Do you have I did see a logo actually on your website. Do you also have other photos aside from just what's on your website that you could send in by chance?
Like photos of what, like work that I've done or like,
yes.
Business cards,
before and after photos. Yeah.
Okay.
Business cards would help. A copy of the logo would help. It's not just for your Google Business profile. We're going to use the logo and everything to brand the profiles, but for Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, all the online listings that we create for the business, we want to make sure that we have content for those.
Okay. All right.
That's your content.
That sounds good.
So if you send it to that email, we'll be able to publish it across all the platforms for you. Instead of having you jump on a computer and try to figure it all out, you can just send it straight to that email.
Sounds good. This is photos@localsplash.com.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. That's it.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So, yeah, I mean, if you can give me a few, some time, because I'm just actually getting home, so I'm a little in the process of unwinding.
I just wanted you to have that, right? The only things that we need from you before the client interview tomorrow is going to be to sign the subscription terms. Once I run your first payment, it's going to send you those subscription terms automatically. So it's just an outline of the agreement we want you to sign off on and then be ready for the phone call. That would be the next step. So don't stress out. You'll be relaxing here shortly.
All right.
I know that feeling. Unfortunately, I went ahead a couple of years ago and decided it was okay to have some kids. So I got two boys that are going to be jumping on me when I get home. I don't get rest.
Man.
The only rest I get is that hour after I yell at them to go to bed, to when I go to bed.
That and when you're sitting on the throne.
Yeah.
Man, oh, it's like, listen, man, when I'm on the job, man, leave me alone. Let me use the bathroom in peace, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but man, how do you...
Yo, man, with these kids...
Like, oh, it's a cakewalk compared to what I deal with at home. I'd rather go to work. I got to get away.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, I got
it's
everything.
It's a nightmare, man.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's a blessing. You know, just right now, it's a lot. They're at a crazy age right now. They're 4 and 2, so it's like, it's a circus.
Okay.
All right. So yeah. I got your profile all squared away. I just got to secure the first month's payment, and I'll get you the confirmations over. In terms of securing the first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
I'm going to do it with my credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
This is going to be under my name.
Okay. So it just says Mark Mercado Gonzalez?
The card just says Mark Mercado.
Okay. And then does it say La Rose Epoxy on it as well?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I'm going to update.
Do you need the card from, because I do have a business card. I just need to, log in, and it's just going to take me some time to
get it.
Get the info real quick.
Either one's fine.
Yeah.
The reason that I was asking if it had the name on it, though, is because I want to make sure that I put it at least if you're going to use a personal card, because that way you could write it off as a business expense. You know, it already have the business name on the transaction. So you could just add it to
right.
Write it off, and you usually get it back or a portion of it back that way.
Okay.
Makes sense?
All right. I mean, yes, it does. I can do it if you just got to give me some time.
Yeah, if you prefer it that way, it's really whatever you prefer, because if you use your personal, I'm going to put the name on the invoice anyway, so it'll come across. If you use the business card, then it'll automatically come across that way with your other business expenses. So it's really just your preference.
Gotcha. So I'll just give you my card, my personal card, because I have that physically with me.
Okay.
The
no
other
worries.
One, I don't have a business card. Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Thank you.
All right. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right. So this is going to be a American Express.
Okay.
Card number is 37. I'm sorry?
Should be 15 digits instead of 16.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's see. 37993.
3793.
Mm-hmm. 630.
630.
228. Mm-hmm.
You
228.
Said 228. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 00. 978.
978. Okay. And then the expiration date, month, and year?
Okay. 727 is the expiration date in the year. 0727.
Okay. And then American Express is showing a little bit different here in our system. It's got a 4-digit security code on the front.
Yep. That would be 2094.
2094. Okay. And then before I can legally authorize the transaction, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. If I say anything during this voice verification that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
I can always rephrase it if we have to, but I want to make sure we're on the same page here before I process the payment.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
La Rose Epoxy.
Thank you.
Oh,
I'm sorry, what was that last portion?
I was just saying LRE.
LRE, okay. Yep. And then let me see here. Let me make sure. Okay. And then can you please state your name and title within the company?
Yes. My name is Mark Mercado Gonzalez, and I am the business owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. So So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's not saying that you have to cancel anything, just to be clear. You can keep what you have if you want to. But after today, if you're going to add anything, we do want you to double check and make sure that you're not paying for something that we're already providing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay. That's awesome. That's
great. You shouldn't need anything else. Like you'll see in the service agreement, I tried to – the new in business package typically is a platinum package to where we try to cover all your bases, make it like a one-stop shop and kind of keep the overhead low. A lot of times newer companies are working with a limited marketing budget, so we try to do as much as we can to get them into a profitable position. That way we could continue to work with them month after month. So every incentive there is, I've kind of already tossed in, but if you're not sure, just double check.
Okay.
Okay. And then let me see here. Back. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash and Google. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go for the city I was born in.
All right. Where were you born?
Bronx, New York.
The Bronx. Okay.
All right. All right. It sounds so ghetto to say, right? Alone. The Bronx.
The Bronx. It just sounds tough. Everything I've ever heard about the Bronx and seen from the Bronx is tough. there's nothing soft and squishy about the Bronx. Not the name, not the place.
Nah. No, not the Timberlands.
different breed of people come from out there. Okay.
Oh, man. You have all walks of life.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. But it's all the same, like, grit, you know? Everybody comes from different walks of life, but the same grit, and they have zero patience. straight shooter. Now. Go. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. And then it says here, do you agree to let us know about any forms of additional marketing and advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So, like I said, we know what you currently have. Just want to avoid any duplicates. As a part of the verification process, there is a form. Like I said, they'll send you the letter in the mail, but they may bypass that and just send you the text message digital form. The form will ask for any required documents to do epoxy flooring in the state of Texas. So they're pretty lenient in Texas, if you haven't noticed already.
Yeah.
So they're not really strict on like license requirements, but for insurance, if you do have it, we ask that you send it in. Anything that we could provide to a potential prospect to add additional credibility to your business, we would appreciate you sending that in to us. We kindly ask that any business documents that you have that could add credibility to your business or help us verify your company be submitted within the first 7 days. So, like I said, you won't have to do any of this tonight. I know you want to relax after this, but you know, over the next week or so, if you can get it in before the 12th or the 13th of next week, Monday, Tuesday next week, we'd appreciate it. And it says,
All right. And where am I going to send all of this information to?
So for the photos, you send it to that email. For this form, it's actually going to be texted to you digitally, so it's pretty easy. It's just like a sheet you'll fill out. You'll click on the link and just fill
out.
And then if it asks for, like, insurance documents, it's really easy. There's a section you just hit upload file, and it'll flip around to your camera on your device, and you could just snap a picture of it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Very easy. It'll walk you through it. If you need help, just pick up the phone. We got myself and 24/7 customer service right there, too. And then
sounds
it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 5th, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I put you on that platinum bundle, and I've waived all setup fees for you. We do ask for a 3-month verbal agreement for new businesses, okay? So that's a verbal, it's just a verbal agreement. We want you to give it enough time for us to get you profitable, right? I know with 90 days, that's more than enough. So your monthly payments will automatically renew each month on the fifth day. It's going to be set in that discounted amount of $299 for as long as you're with us, okay? So it's reoccurring each month. You can discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you do cancel the account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support before the next billing is due or before the fifth day so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. And then this will all be sent to you in writing right now, too. So I'm going to process the payment. Stay on the line with me here. When the payment clears, you'll know because you'll just start getting text message notifications. It's going to be about three of them that will come through here.
Okay.
Maybe even an extra one from your bank. Amex does that. My Amex sends me a notification every time. Same with my credit union.
Yeah, those are the security messages.
Yeah, Amex is good and bad, though, you know, because when I break out an Amex at the golf course, then they always, what do they call that, the white man tax?
Yeah.
They see that Amex, they look at me, they go, oh, okay. Make sure to put this tip in there. get out of here. Thing. The worst is when I can't find it and I call up my lady and go, you got my card? Oh, yeah, I took the boys to. That's the worst.
Man.
It's all good. It's really theirs at the end of the day. I mean, what am I going to do? Buy a sandwich with it?
Life is happy, you know, it's a happy life after that.
Yeah. Amen. That is
I got a text message.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a outline of the agreement there in writing. There'll be a link. It'll say like, please click here to, well, it starts out with thank you or your name. It'll start with your name. It'll say, Mark, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then in the middle, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
When you click on that, it'll pull up the outline of the agreement in writing. So everything we're doing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, it's all in there in black and white for you. When you get a chance this evening, just basically go through that, sign off on that. That's your only homework tonight. And then we got the client interview scheduled for the morning. Where'd it go? Not the morning, in the afternoon tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Yep. That's basically it.
I signed up. I did the signing.
Oh, that was fast. Okay.
For a username and a password.
Yeah, that's with the PC version. I highly recommend that if you whether you have iPhone or Android, if you go to App Store on your device then, when you get a chance, I didn't know you were so quick with the technology like that. But if you go to App Store and you just type in Local Splash, the company name, and then the username and password is the other text message that was sent to you. So it'll be like your phone number and then a temporary password. But I would download the app and then log into it once. Once you're logged into it once, it'll save that login info. And that will capture like all your leads and information if you're missing it, right? If the live calls are coming through. There'll actually still be recordings of the live calls, but that's going to be a good tool for us to be able to show you each month what we're bringing to the table for La Rose Epoxy.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good.
That concludes the initial setup process. So thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I will be here with
you.
There's going to be another account manager that's going to help me with fulfillment and making sure you're happy. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you have my direct number, and we have 24/7 customer service. So don't hesitate to reach out. Let's make this thing take off and make 2026 a lot more profitable than 2025.
Oh, yeah. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, easily doable. I can't believe you got this far without it. It's pretty amazing nowadays. It's rare to see.
I know, right?
Hey, must have been scrambling last year.
I've done a lot of, I don't know what the heck I've done, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of scrambling if you don't have Google advertising. Yeah. You know, it's just what everybody uses.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we'll be able to put you in the pocket of every prospect in the area.
That's great. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have a great rest of your day, and then look out for our call tomorrow at
4
for the client interview, okay?
Will do.
All right.
Take care, John.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.